So I'm joined by John and by Jess, and they're from Shenfield Operatic Society, and they've come in to talk about their production, which is coming up, called Carousel. So good morning to both of you.
Morning.
Good morning.
So before we talk about Carousel, how long have you both been involved with the group for?
Well, I have done two shows with the group, although with the last 2 years, it feels like I've been with the group a lot longer because we've done lots of offline things as well. So yeah. A couple of years.
I joined about 10 years ago now. I've done lots of things before that since I was about 11, so a long time ago, and done lots of different groups, but I've been with Shenfield 10 years.
And as I always say, whenever I speak to any of the local theatre groups, going into London will cost you over £100, right? If you want to go to see something in London, and you can see something on a local level at the Brentwood Theatre, and the production is equally as good as London, if not sometimes better, and you're paying a fraction of the price. You've got your parking's free, got a nice new cafe there as well. So it's really a good value family night out, isn't it?
It's amazing value, really, when you think about it, because, you know, £17 to £20 for a night out, and, you know, it's a night out and it becomes a memory. You know, we think about when we go to London, the excitement there. You can have just as much excitement going to your local theatre and seeing people you know, perhaps, in shows that perhaps you wouldn't actually get to see in London. Some of the shows we get to do aren't the ones that get to London.
And there's normally a big sort of gang of people, not only the people on stage, the actors.
Yeah, there's a huge team that goes into putting on any show. You've got everyone at the theatre, you've got backstage people. As you say, we rehearse every week. You've got director, musical director. You know, you couldn't put on a show without countless people. And it's important not to forget all of those, as well as those of us on stage as well.
Shenfield Operatic Society are doing Carousel. Tell us about Carousel.
Carousel, well, it's an older show.
An traditional old musical.
Yes, that's a better way of putting it, yes. Rodgers and Hammerstein, of course. And funny enough, it's set around a carousel, briefly. But it's more about the relationships, as a lot of musicals are. It's about the relationships between the different characters, who falls in love with who perhaps has a good relationship, who doesn't have such a good relationship. And obviously the songs fit into the story as well. So I don't want to give too much away, but there's love, there's heartbreak, there's everything that you could imagine in an episode of EastEnders and more.
And is it an American accent or is it a UK accent? What the accent?
Yes, it's set in America. I don't know whereabouts, do you?
Generic American.
No, it is set in somewhere specific. We should have known that before we came. But it's, yes, we've all got to put our good American accents on.
Yep.
Probably some are better than others. So
come
along and
nothing.
See.
So tell us about the parts that you're playing in, without giving too much away, in the play.
Well, I'm part of the ensemble, part of the chorus, but I am policeman number one, sort of little recurring character there. But it's just, you know, being part of the company is amazing, and watching the amazing principals. I have to say, not being a principal this time round, we have got such an amazing group that are playing the principal roles, one of whom is sat next to me.
Ah, yes. So I'm playing a character called Carrie Pipperidge, one of the two main kind of female leads. I actually did this show when I was about 13 and I was in the chorus. So I got to watch someone do that then, and never knew one day I'd get to play the part. So she's a little bit scatty. She's a fun, really fun character to play. And when you come and see it, you'll see there's quite a contrast between my character and the person I fall in love with and the other two main characters. So it's quite nice to be the fun one in the show.
And is there dancing involved?
There is definite
you do a lot,
movement.
Don't you?
Whether you can call it, no, it is dancing. Yes,
our there's director, a hornpipe.
There is a hornpipe dance, which I'm still trying to get to grips with.
Yeah.
But our director is also a choreographer and is doing an amazing job getting us all moving around and dancing around in the space which will be the Brentwood Theatre. So it's interesting to rehearse in a hall where you've got lots of space, and then when we get into the theatre you might have to just readjust it, but there's definite dancing and movement, and
he's being modest, he's brilliant.
Now what songs would people know from Carousel?
probably one of the biggest ones, June is Busting Out All Over, I think is quite a famous song. And there's the Clam Bake as well. Those are two big chorus numbers.
And the biggest one that people don't actually realise is from Carousel is You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, of course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, not the Liverpool football anthem originally, but from Carousel.
I didn't know that. When is this taking place? Is it before Christmas, January?
This is in January. This is the end of January. This is the 25th to the 29th of January at the Brentwood Theatre.
Excellent. And tickets are going to be about £20, did you say?
They're between 17 and 20, depending on the show. So you'd have to go onto the website to find that out to really make sure you're getting the best price for your tickets. But get on there quick, because our Saturday matinee is 75% sold already.
Right.
So tickets are selling, which is amazing for us after so long not being on stage.
Yeah.
So the Brentwood Theatre website, or they can call the box office, and also go into the theatre in January when the cafe will be open Monday to Friday, I believe. Yeah. You can actually go in and avoid those pesky booking fees if you book in person and have a cup of coffee. January's a bit of a slump, isn't it, for everyone, and a bit dull. So, yeah, this will bring some brightness to people.
Yep.
And it does make a great little stocking filler. Buy people a ticket, buy people that experience, that, and make it into a memory. You know, something, as you say, for the new year, something to look forward to after Christmas.